Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Kristen, unfortunately, is going to be part of the new normal, right? We kind of saw these in movies, 20, 30 years ago, and we thought, this is sci-fi. This is never going to hit reality. There's no way in the world that even George Orwell would have actually thought about this, right? And then here we are now, where you have the technology that actually can copy your voice, say whatever it is that he wants to say, and he sounds just like you and me. I mean, that's really, really scary.
And the deep fakes go even further than that, because they're able to take a video of you just from a photo of you and actually make it say what they want you to say, whether or not you said it or not.
Right. So think about it, David, from a standpoint of a crime, right? And that's how we criminologists, as you know, that's our departure point mostly when we look at this technology. So think about somebody framing you or framing anybody. That says, David was at this location, said the following things, and did the following things at that location. We have video to prove it. We have his voice to be able to do that. And your phone, which went missing 2 weeks ago, has actually been pinging at that particular address. I mean, there isn't such a thing as a perfect crime. But I will tell you that the problem, what worries me about AI mostly, is that technology is far ahead than the law and our capability of being able to detect it. That's what's really, really concerning to me.
I was curious on how difficult is it to prosecute these types of cases? What kind of work happens behind the scenes when AI is involved in the wrongdoing?
First of all, Kristen, we have to identify that it is AI in the wrongdoing, right? So that in itself is a challenge because, look at college professors right now. We're having to embrace artificial intelligence in the context that we know some of our students are going to be using it to complete their papers, to do various things. And so instead of fighting it, we're trying to figure out how to best use it while at the same time still keep the integrity of the academic process. The same thing will go towards a crime, which is how do we know that AI was used in order to do that? So the technology isn't there and the experts have not been developed yet. And so hence the problem, right? Which is we are far ahead of where we need to be in terms of the legal premise. There are no statutes in the books right now that could prosecute that at the federal or state level. You got to be creative all the way from the investigator to the prosecutor.
Yeah, this is a roaring lion that you have on a very, very tight leash, and that leash is starting to break some, and it's about to just go crazy. You take a look at what you're talking about, experts not being able to tell. What are the tells of something being AI? And as the technology improves, it's going to be even harder.
And David, the technology is not only improving the way you and I are used to seeing technology improve, right? Meaning that the iPhone gets better every 2 years, supposedly. This is happening by the minute. David, the technology that's there, the AI component, is learning from itself. And so think about it in the context that in a matter of 10 minutes, it's going to be twice as smart as it was 10 minutes ago. And so it's really, really scary when you think about where we're going to be by Christmas, by December, where we're going to be by next summer, in terms of what the technology is going to look like and how people are going to put that to use in a deviant manner.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact. So jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.